Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, today we have a review of last week and another little one, is there a God? So let's start right off and take a breath and rest in the truth of your own divine self. Recognize there is no person here to speak, and there is no person present to listen. Please recognize you are not listening to a person speak, nor is there a person here or anywhere that can speak to you. So take a moment, take a breath. Recognize only the self can be present. And if talking is happening, it is of the self. If listening seems to be taking place, this too is the self. The self in awareness of words, sounds, which we call speaking and listening. Let us listen with the heart of being. There is one presence, one life, one self, one being. This infinite, unborn, formless presence is you, the you that is you. We may dream of being separate. We may dream of being born, and we may dream of death and dying. But we awake from that dream of limitation when we recognize what we have always been, the one pure presence. So take a breath and rest back into the heart of your own being. So we had a request last week to continue more with the topic, you have never seen a tree. So, did anyone get to take the time to go through the little exercise this week of deconstruction of what we call material objects? I'd like to hear how it
Yes.
went. Yes.
Yes, really well.
Oh, great. Great. Just deconstructing that supposedly solid material form or that solid material object and actually deconstructing it down to its origin. It's fascinating. Anyone else? Now, I do have one thing that I need. I feel we need to take a look at before we get on to that review. It is how we are or where we are in our definitions of God. Okay. So we have number one, which is, am I speaking to the God that I would go to and ask for something or pray for something like I need more abundance or I need or I would like to have greater health. For this body or for my purse or for another person? Are we still asking to have someone healed or made better? Or as in what I should do now? What am I going to do now? What should I do next? But I think you know that the God that I'm speaking of, the one that is, so prevalent or so taken by many, many people. So check to see have I been maturing beyond that particular concept? Have I come to a place within me where that is no longer my attitude of what a God is. So check on that. Then I have the next one would be, yes, there is just one, and I will be with it someday when I understand better or when I can have more time to study. Or when I stop having anger or shame or impatience or less fear, is that the God that you have at this moment? So check to see that that stage has also been passed over, that we have grown past that. Then the next concept we have is, have I taken into my heart the concept of being consciousness? And that is always to the best that I have done so far, that I can do so far. I still have thoughts coming that I pick up and run with them for a little bit, but I am now able to come back to center and come back to the heart, come back to the understanding of I am consciousness. And that we are now turning to that I am consciousness and God is consciousness. Therefore, consciousness or God is myself. So, any questions or comments so far? Are we all together here? You've just been
All set.
checking to, yeah, you've just been checking to see where you are in your understanding, in awareness. Okay. So again, and any questions or comments so far, I want us to be together.
Mary,
Yes, love.
I've been listening to what you said, and like I passed through all these things, but what keeps where I keep being stuck in is like I am still aware that I'm still wanting or waiting for a sense of purpose. It's like this God concept has been loosened. It's like you took my God away, this concept of God, but I still have this idea like, so I'm just waiting and there is no direction. Like, yeah, I don't know how to explain, but it's like I'm still waiting on a God who gives a sense of direction.
Okay, so you're holding a concept about your own being, but the holding on to I am looking for direction is saying I person am looking for some personal direction, a personal purpose. God has no purpose. Consciousness has no purpose. So when you let go of holding on to the idea or the thoughts that are saying, I need a purpose, I would like to have a purpose. When you can see through those thoughts that those are just still the thoughts of a separate identity, and you take your breath and you just every time they rise up, you bless them for the lesson and you let them go. You let them go. God has no purpose. Life flows spontaneously. What is to transpire through the finite mind and through the body form into any action or non-action will be a spontaneous flowing of life through you and in you. So the concept, the idea of needing a purpose, because it is the ego that wants the purpose to inflate itself as being something fulfilling a purpose. So that's still person talking. And you would now want to see the fallacy of that. Like I said, bless the thoughts and let them pass by. Because they are just thoughts coming from a sense of separation. I hear that needs a purpose. But the ego only wants a purpose so it can inflate its own self. So let those go. Deflate the ego by letting those thoughts just pass by. Okay?
I am letting these thoughts pass by, but
Yep.
it manifests in my life in non-action. I don't move
Fine,
at all.
fine. That's beautiful. But what's not moving? The body's not moving. There again, you are calling yourself the body. I'm not moving. There's no action. There's nothing going on.
Yes.
Yes. The ego wants something to go on so it can express itself or inflate itself. There's nothing wrong with inaction. Only a thought would tell you that.
Okay, thank you.
You want action, you want motion? Have the body go through a dance routine. Have the body learn Tai Chi. Have the body walk and dance. If that's not possible, then take up some kind of crocheting or knitting. Take up some. There is always something there for the ego to be busy with.
Thank you.
It doesn't have to have a purpose. Okay?
Yes. But one last question, because I love to read the Bible, and like Jesus said, my father works here though, so I have to work too. And so I interpreted that as I'm doing nothing. I'm just not moving. And I received this message like you have to work. So what does
You're
he?
no, you are not understanding what was said, and
Okay.
you are taking it into a context of duality and separation. Because it still sounds like that there is two. Jesus is not speaking of two, that the Father works and I must work. It doesn't mean physical labor.
So what I hear you saying is let God be God.
Let God be the God that you are.
Yes, okay.
Let the God that you are having be the God that is.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, love, Kate.
Yeah, let me take a minute here. I'm aware, that when I take a breath and I become aware that I'm aware, that it's not, there's, it feels like that it's not full. Like it feels like, it feels like some holding back. Like, I don't give my whole self to it. Am I making sense? It just feels like I could be more 100% with it. And maybe I'm not 100% yet. But I don't know what the word is I'm looking for here. I think there's a casualness about it.
Okay. Why shouldn't it be casual?
But it's not, I don't mean casual, like, what is the word I'm looking for? It just feels like, I turn, but I'm not like really feeling one. Okay.
Okay.
I guess I feel like I'm still holding on to what I'm seeing out there.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm believing
you're
what I'm seeing.
holding on to your beliefs and your concepts about what's out there. Is that?
Yes. It's like I haven't like let go fully of them.
Did you do that deconstruction? Did you go take the tree and take it all the way back down, 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 down?
Well,
Like you did.
I will do it. I didn't do it.
You didn't do any of the object exercises.
No, I have been still working with the talk from a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. That deconstruction can be very important for you moving forward to another understanding.
All right, I will do it today because I have
Yeah,
plenty of.
that it's really not a material world that you're viewing.
Okay.
Okay. So do that, and that might help you let go of some of the concepts that you're holding about what you're viewing.
Okay.
Because you're viewing it and saying, no, it's really a material object. I can see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, I can do all of these things. And
Yes.
so, yeah. So that is
And I'm believing the story still.
that it's there. But when you start taking and like decomposing them all the way down, because now when we get to this later, we're going to do something based on last week's exercise. So, but the holding on, those are your thoughts. Those are the thoughts that are
Oh,
saying, I'm
thank you. That's
holding. That part is just thoughts. You know, they're
oh,
saying, well, you're holding on to something. You're not letting
yeah.
go all the way. And
Yeah.
yes,
Thank
exactly.
Yeah.
Those are just thoughts.
Oh, thank you.
Bless them for the opportunity to see more clearly and let them pass on by.
That's exactly it. They're saying you're not doing it 100%, Kate. It's not perfect.
So what is 100? I wouldn't even know what a
I
hundred
don't know
percent
what I.
is. I wouldn't even know what perfect is.
Thank you, Mary. That's exactly it.
Okay.
God. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Anybody else? Like I say, I'm trying to make sure we're all together here as we move forward. Okay. Take a breath. So then, God consciousness is myself, the self that I am, the being that I am. Consciousness is that. And myself is God consciousness. Logical, right? As we went down, 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 past the void to consciousness, that is the beginning, the foundation, the essence of all that is. And out from that came, and we're going to do another exercise later. So, God consciousness is myself. There is no other substance to be from other than consciousness. And consciousness is myself. And myself is God consciousness. Okay. And as we just spoke, it would only be thoughts tempting you to believe otherwise. You are what you are. So I've been contemplating, and now the only thing I can say with the greatest of certainty is that I exist. I am present. I am aware of being. I'm aware of that. I am present. I use a body form to show that I am present. Visually, but what I cannot do with all certainty, I cannot state that you exist unless you are myself. So I know myself as the one alone. I am that. And you exist as myself. And when you drift down below the void, you can maybe feel that certainty. I got another story. So here we go. No two viewers can see any given object exactly the same. Right? And you can say, well, yes, we can. We can have a group seeing any object at all, and we're all seeing the same. But you're not seeing the same. Viewing by mind, and we do use mind to view, sees everything from a single focal point of perspective. I'm going to say that again. Okay. No two viewers can see any given object exactly the same. They are looking from a single focal point of perspective. For instance, if three people were sitting on the couch, okay, and each could view the same object. We're going to say that it's a large vase full of flowers, you know, really large vase. Each would have a different viewing point, right? Can you all see that? Perhaps the one on the right could see a big red stripe on the vase from her viewpoint. And the one in the middle could see only a thin red stripe. Now, kind of visualize this as we're walking through it, okay? And the one on the left could not see a red stripe at all. Can you see that? The middle one might even want to argue that no, it's a thin stripe. And the one on the left could also set up an argument that the two were only pretending to see a stripe. And might even, you know, want to get a good argument or a fight or a battle as to which one could be right. Because each from their own perspective were in the presumption, I am correct. Okay. Each was looking from its own point of view. What they could see, their own point of view from their own perspective. So this is a very was a very simple story as how we are viewing. Okay, and how our viewing is seen from our place of perspective. Okay. But this perspective, it goes deeper than just viewing objects with the eyes. Because we are viewing the world from an inner perspective. This is why it can be said each individual has its own world that it lives in. We seem to all be living in one world, but we are all living in our own world based on our points of view, based on our inner perspective. From there, just like the three on the couch, from there, this is how we view this so-called world from this inner perspective. And that inner perspective is based on our beliefs, our concepts, our opinions, our judgments. They're all based from an inner conditioning. Okay. So we view everything through this inner conditioning. And that's again with the beliefs and the concepts, the prejudices and the opinions. Okay. But we are brought to an inner path of seeking to overturn, let's say, the beliefs and patterns we may be living in, to recognize the deeper understandings that peace, joy, and love is the very innerness, the core of our being. And once that has been arrived at, then we view from the heart. We view out from love and joy and peace. We view through the lenses of love. We view from our inner space, not from mind. We no longer allow the thoughts of mind to be the driving force in our daily experiences. Okay? We all together so far.
Mary.
Yes.
Mary, I just felt my heart open when you said that. Like, it just like encompassed everybody. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Yeah.
When we look out at the world or anything for that matter, it is going to be viewed from our state of awareness. Our daily activities will be viewed from our perspective and our state of understanding reality and self. Preparing a meal is viewed from our state of perspective. Okay. And if our awareness is colored with the beliefs and separation, and all that that entails, and we know what it entails, with judgments and opinions, we're going to be viewing through the glass darkly. And I'm sure you've all heard that term. Okay. As it is, because it is written. And that we have a boulder in the eye or something in the eye that we do not see clearly. Okay. To see clearly, we have to look from the heart. Okay? Not from finite thinking. So we have to be aware of the thoughts that come as the temptation to stay in a perspective that is conditioned beliefs. So again, how we see anything is based on our own state of perspective. So a group of people, they can all be looking at the same appearance, and based on that inner voice, they will see it from their innerness. They will see it from their place of perspective. And that place of perspective can be very small, very limited, with biases and judgments, which is all conditioning, or it can be seen from a vaster place. So if this group were all passing by a homeless person, some will make judgments, some may make disparaging remarks, some we'll try not to look and just keep passing by. Some might drop coins into a hat. Someone may stop and chat for a while. And someone will see only the self of all being. With unconditioned love, that only God is here. And that is only one tiny moment in which we are viewing a world of appearances. And again, we will see it from our own unique perspective. Okay. So take a breath on that place. So we're going to take a moment now. So we have part two coming up. So at this point, are there any questions or comments on what we've just taken a look at that we're all still together? Okay. go back to the review. I'm going to review, excuse me, from last week. And I'd just like you to take a nice deep breath. So last week we worked with the deconstruction of a material object. We began with the place of molecules. What I have here. Okay. We'll just take any old object here. Yeah. We use the proverbial cup. And we deconstructed it to, well, we started again, we started with the molecules, and then the molecules came out from the atoms came out from the subatomic particles, and the subatomic particles came out from the energy waves, and the energy waves came out from the void, and beyond the void, we had consciousness, which is our natural state of being. Okay. So that we could find out and see that the material world, the solidity of the material world is an illusion. When we say the world is not real, mostly we're speaking that it's not the solidness and materialness that we all believe it is. That's the illusion. It isn't that at all. Okay. So now we're going to look the other way. I want you to take a breath because it all starts with consciousness. So take that breath and just settle down into the silence. Silence. Stillness. Beyond the silence. Beyond the stillness. It all begins and starts with consciousness. So we're resting back into the heart. You are this consciousness. You are this essence, this beginning, this being. You are the consciousness. The consciousness as being the void, and you are the void. From there, we can say God moved, and the energy waves began. Out of which subatomic particles rose. And from there, then the atom. The atom formed, and out from that formation came the molecules into being, and the molecules into shapes and forms. So, in our viewing now, in a more awakened state, we look from where it all begins, consciousness, the heart. of being. And it is out from this point, this place, consciousness, the heart. From there, our finite mind is able to receive thoughts and words. To receive insights and intuitions. To be aware of the peace, the joy, and the love that is our being. It is all about perception. And as we grow in understanding, our level of perception broadens. And that whatever God consciousness is, that is what yourself is. One self, one being, one presence. No ego required. Okay. So whatever God is, that is what I am. Okay. Right. So again, I would suggest spending some time with those exercises. Just till they get a feel for what is that, so that when you look at the world, your point of view has broadened exponentially. And you will know when ego thoughts are pushing you to remain in status quo. You know, you'll know. You are all awakened. You are all awakened. I don't know how else to say it. And if you're not listening to thoughts, try to tell you otherwise, you know that clearly, so clearly in your heart, that that is what you are. It's already known. All right. So enough from me. Questions and comments from you. Any questions? Comments? Yes, love.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Really,
Thanks.
you cleared up a lot today. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful,
Really,
wonderful, wonderful.
I've been really, looking at clear seeing. Like, what does it mean to you, Kate? What is it? And today is this is so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you,
Yeah.
love.
Yeah. It amazes me how this presence brings us exactly what we need. It's amazing.
Yourself knows everything.
Yeah, we cool. Thank you so much.
Right.
Okay.
So again, I suggest doing the practices and checking within and seeing if you are giving a life to thoughts that would try to tell you what you are not. Be aware of them so you can let them go and to no longer give life to a thought that says you don't understand it yet or you haven't got it yet. No, instead of following them and giving them a life, you take a breath and you settle into the stillness of your own being. It is only a thought that tempts you to believe that you are not what you already are and what you have always been. It is only a thought that tempts us to believe in what is not. Watch them when they come up. Bless them for the opportunity to see clearly and let them be on their way. All right, so if let's call this one complete. Okay. And again, if there are any questions or you can always email or text. Okay. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you for the blessings of grace that is ever in me, for I am grace. And thank you for the joy that is ever in me, for I am joy. And I thank you, beloved self, for the blessings of love that is ever in me, for I am love. Thank you that what is and I are one, and I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Namaste.